I want to bring you up to speed with some of the conversations we've been having at the leadership level here at Gashlin. We've had a lot of discussions over the past year and a half regarding God's call for our church, and we've sought to remind ourselves of God's original mission for us. And we did that back in the fall of 2016, as well as the summer of 2017 with Gashlin MD, a call to discipleship. And so over the past several months, the discussions and prayers of our leadership as we consider this kind of Christian discipleship, what does it look like at Gashlin? So those thoughts, those discussions, those prayers have intensified. It culminated in an elders retreat we had at the beginning of last month. And we feel like as a leadership, we now have a strong understanding of the wonderful ways that God has grown us as a church through our history. But also we feel that we have a sense and we believe that God is calling us to a point in the future. Through the remainder of the spring and into the summer, we will share more and more about what we believe God is leading us toward. But this morning, I want to emphasize just one thing. You see, if God has a calling and a plan for this church, and if God has personally assembled each of us here as individuals to make up this body, and if it is God's design to give spiritual gifts to members to carry out his plan, then I want to ask each of us again the question we've asked all sermon. How do I think of myself? How do I assess myself? See, if you've been saved by Jesus Christ, you have one answer to that question. You are a son or daughter of God. That is who you are. And then a follow-up to that is you also have a specific role in the redemptive plan of our Father in heaven, that he has written you specifically apart. He has a role. Not only does he have a role for you, but he has equipped you for that role. And as we saw this morning, we are commanded to walk in that role. You might say, great, you know, what is it? What is my role? Well, as leadership, it is our desire to help you discover that role. Over the past several years, we took many people through a spiritual gift assessment called Reshape, and it's been a rewarding time for those who have been able to go through it. Many in the church have taken us up on and have walked through that to discover how God has gifted them, to discover how God has wired them, and to find out the passions that he's given to them. While many have been able to go through this reshape and experience its benefits, we recognized that there were still some who haven't had the opportunity, but we also recognized that there was an obstacle to that. And so as we looked forward to the call of God on our church in the near future, we believe now is the perfect time to make sure everyone has had a chance to reflect upon these crucial questions of God's gifting. See, the obstacle that some people had with Reshape was the time it took to complete it and then the necessary follow-up appointment with a coach. It was burdensome for some. A lot of others were able to go through it. And while Reshape is an option that you can still have here at Gashlin, I'm going to share this morning of a way that we've sought to alleviate this obstacle with you. See, on the back of your bulletin, if you'll turn it over there, there's a little icon there, a little logo. And you'll see something that's called Reshape Today. And the logo utilizes the image of a stopwatch because this revised assessment takes a lot less time, far less time. And so what we've done is we've combined the original Reshape into one tool, and depending on how quickly you answer questions, right? So if you go back to your test-taking days in school, if you're out of school, if you're the person who left first or if you're the person that left last, it's going to take somewhere in between 15 to 30 minutes, all right? If you're the last kid in the classroom, you're probably in the 30-minute range, all right? But it's a lot shorter than it used to be. Also, when you finish it, immediately you receive the results. And so if you'd like to go further on after that and you say, hey, I'd like to learn more, the original Reshape is still available, but we wanted to do our part as leadership and as a church to encourage you to ask these crucial questions about your giftedness. Also want to keep in mind, this is only a tool, all right? It's not that you go through the assessment and then the assessment bestows the gift upon you, okay? But the desire is to have each member of Gashlin engage in this area of your walk with God because it's such an important part. How has he gifted you? What role has he given you? As we move forward as a church, we need every single part of the body of Christ. both in very small ways and in larger ways for some, for us to carry out God's call in our church. And so I would encourage you, as you go home today, to please consider going to the website that's there, gashen.org/reshape today. And if you're not good with internet stuff, we're having some assistance in that a little bit later, but for now it's just online. And if you'd invest half an hour of your time to help discern God's call on your life, and then what our hope is as you discover how God has gifted you and wired you, that you will prayerfully consider how to use your gifts and your personality to serve God and His church.